If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yep, thank you. Let's begin with this from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
We literally have the sickest population in the world.
And I'm sure you've heard about his campaign to make America healthy again, MAHA, and he has zeroed in on what he considers a main problem, ultra-processed foods. And what are they?
Well, it depends who you ask.
Well, I'll be asking her after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com.
My name's Helena Bottomiller-Evich. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Food Fix, which is a newsletter about food policy.
She's been writing about food and food policy for more than 15 years and says RFK Jr. and MAHA have changed the conversation.
So what we're seeing is a real, I call it a vibe shift. We're seeing top health officials really call out ultra-processed foods. We're seeing a lot of messaging to the public that is negative against ultra-processed foods, which is new. So we've seen no crackdown on ultra-processed foods, to be clear. The federal government is not doing anything to crack down on these foods. But what we're seeing is top health officials like HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calling out ultra-processed foods as, you know, driving some of our chronic disease concerns in this country. And so we're also expecting that the dietary guidelines, which is sort of the official U.S. health advice, we're expecting the updated guidelines that are coming out this fall, we're expecting them to say, like, to tell Americans to consume less ultra-processed food. So there's a real vibe shift happening here, but there hasn't been any regulatory crackdown. There's been no, you know, there's nothing new required of food manufacturers. If the government were to do that, that would all come later.
Okay, but back to my earlier question, what are ultra-processed foods?
The U.S. government is trying to come up with a definition for ultra-processed food. Right now, when people use that term, they're usually referring to what's called the NOVA classification, which came out of Brazil. And essentially, ultra-processed foods are like industrially made foods that include a lot of ingredients that you wouldn't necessarily find in your kitchen. Like think corn syrup or emulsifiers or modified starches or protein isolates, kind of those things that you see on the ingredient list that you could not come up with yourself in your kitchen.
RFK Jr. says ultra-processed foods are one of the primary sources of chronic illness in the U.S., saying they are poisoning Americans and are driving childhood disease.
8 out of every 10 American kids cannot qualify for military service.
Some of the common things we ingest every day are ultra-processed foods. Chips, sodas, packaged bread, they make up more than half of the total dietary energy consumed in high-income countries, including the United States.
There's a big debate about how to define these. Like, maybe some ultra-processed foods are good for us, but there's a lot of research that shows the higher consumption of ultra-processed foods that associates with a whole bunch of poor health outcomes, like obesity and diabetes and all of these other concerns. So it's a bit of a murky area, and I think consumers find that a little confusing because we've been hearing all of these, you know, we've been reading all these headlines about how concerning it is, and they are kind of hard to define.
There are thousands of jobs and billions of dollars at stake in the state of Illinois alone.
That's why everyone's watching this so closely. They're trying to figure out, like, what is the government going to do? How can, you know, how can we prepare for it? It really is a big question mark. We are in a Republican administration. Usually Republican administrations don't like to regulate. They try to be more deregulatory, and so we're waiting to see, like, what does Make America Healthy Again, this movement, look like in a Republican administration? So there's a lot of questions about what the government may do. What we are seeing is the states. The states are going pretty aggressive. I mean, Texas has a warning label law that would actually require certain foods that contain additives to actually have a front of pack warning on them. We're seeing West Virginia banned all synthetic food dyes as of 2028. So we're seeing states take a lot of action. So I know that the food companies are in particular watching all these states, because it's a lot harder to control what happens in all 50 states. And now we're seeing this patchwork get created. And there are economic impacts to that. There's no question.
Alina Bodimiller-Evich, she writes about food at Food Fix.
You can go to foodfix.co and you can get on my email list. I have a weekly newsletter. And, you know, I have lots of food policy insiders and industry people, and also a lot of consumers. So we try to keep it interesting.
I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.